yesterday when we left Abraham. He had just gotten settled in the land of Canaan. He was where that God had told him to go. And God told him, said, you're at the right place. You can settle in now. This is the land I'm going to give you and your children and their children. This is to be an inheritance to your children forever. So Abraham had settled in, and no sooner had he settled in, and a grievous famine struck that land. Oh my, can't you hear Sarah now saying, Abe, what are we going to do? What's going to happen to us? You talked me into coming down here in this strange land with people I did not even know, away from my relatives, my sisters, my cousins, my uncles, my aunts. I believe that she still remembered that embarrassing day when they left their homeland. As she saw the people standing by the side of the roads, her friends, her neighbors, her relatives that had come out to wish them well on their journey to nowhere. She still heard one ask the other, friend, where are they going? And the other answered, well, I don't know. In fact, they told me they didn't know where they were going. The other one answered, well, how in the world did Abe talk Sarah into doing a foolish thing like that? And his companion replied, Abraham told her that God told him to go. And the other answered, what God? Which one of our gods would tell a man to do a foolish thing like that? And the answer was, oh, it was not one of our gods. Haven't you noticed lately that Abraham has not been attending our worship services? He's been wandering off by himself and talking to a God that he's never seen, talking to a God that he don't even know what his name is. At least we know who our God is. We've seen our God. We have touched and handled our God. And certainly our God would never send us on a foolish trip such as this. Yes, she remembered those days, and she remembered that day. And then she said to Abraham, Abe, you've got to do something. So Abraham came up with a plan. And this plan involved more traveling. So they packed up and they headed south. And you know, I believe long before Abraham and his family and all of his substance headed south, I believe that his faith and his trust in the God that he had learned to trust had gone south already. His faith to trust God to provide a table in the midst of a famine. His faith had gone south long before he had. And I want to tell you, when your trust and your faith in God goes south, a lot of things will go wrong in your life. Your relationships will go south. Your friendships will go south. Your finances will go way south. Your marriages, your family, as well as you. I want to read the story straight from the Word of God, and let us see what happens when they went south. And it came to pass, when he came near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarah, his wife, behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see you, that they will say, this is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will save you. Say, I pray thee, that thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for your sakes, and my soul shall live because of thee. Did you hear those words that I read into your hearing? He went south, and when you go south, things do not always unfold as you would have them to. Let us just suppose that before they went south, Abraham would have enlarged his tent. Abraham would have strengthened his cords and stretched out his boundaries and just waited on God to provide a table in the midst of a grievous famine.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.